in the Gulf, you might catch this little thing that a lot of restaurants, seafood restaurants serve, little thing with pearls, fried.
Shrimp.
Okay. Yeah, you might, at the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. And the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it?
A camelfly.
Okay. And what about the... Was there any other name for that?
A bug. No, just camelfly. Like a light fly, a camelfly.
Or a light fly, something?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the thing that eats holes in the clothes?
Moths.
Okay, so it's just one of those?
A moth.
Okay. What's the thing that...
Sissy.
What's the thing that flashes, it's an insect that flashes its lights on and off?
A firefly or a lightning bug.
Same thing. Okay. And what about a thin, this is an insect that bites?
A mosquito.
Okay. And what's the name of the insect that will eat mosquitoes? It hovers around ponds. It's got little colorful wings coming off. Thin body.
A dragonfly.
Okay. You heard of any other
instrument? I've heard of it, but I can't think of it anymore.
Would you call him a snake doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Snake.
Oh, Dr. Snake?
Yeah, Dr. Snake, yeah.
Okay. What about mosquito hawk?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay, what kind of stinging insects can you tell me about?
A bee. All kinds of bees. Blackjack to wasps.
What are blackjacks?
Your large bee with the... Well, you have a small, very small bee. Mm-hmm. And you have a large bee with the black stripes on the end. It's called a blackjack or a yellow jacket.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have your wasps. It's a little, it's not exactly scary. But it's got one of the hardest things. Your hornets, all of them look the same. They're different classes of them.
Okay, then what kind of nests and things like that?
Well, your bees live in a beehive and your hornets live in a nest. I don't know the difference in them. But you have some like your dirt divers, they live in mud, dry mud.
And what do those look like? Are they the same things?
No, it's mud in the corner of your house, is on the wall. You have little holes in it. It looks like a pipe organ. So you crawl up in the little pipes. Mm-hmm. And some of your bees, your wasps live in a hive where they go around and collect paper from all over the world, I guess, and bring it back. And then eventually make a large hive out of it.
Let's see. What are the real small insects that will burrow under your skin, like itch like crazy?
Ticks.
Yeah, these are tiny.
Chiggers. Chiggers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the insect that, some are green and some are brown, they hop along in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Okay, have you ever heard people call them hopper grass?
Yeah, hopper grass, grasshoppers.
Who calls them hopper grass?
Everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use that?
No, it's just the first thing come out of my mouth, just grasshopper, leave it hopper grass.
Okay. Okay, what's a small fish used for bait?
Minnow.
And what do you find stretched across the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Stretched across the corner of a room?
Yeah. Dirty. You might have to get a broom and get down.
Oh, a spider web, a cobweb.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, this spider web is just new, a cobweb, but it's got a real old one. The spider no longer lives there.
Wait, say that again.
Your spider web, I guess it's when a spider lives there,
uh-huh.
A cobweb is when it's been there a long time. Uh-huh. The spider's just gone and it's real dirty.
Okay. What's a part of a tree underneath the ground?
The roots.
Okay. And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. This is a kind of tree that has real broad leaves that are